He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 10th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, one of the most volatile weeks of the year. You know, I said at the beginning of this year that this was not going to be an easy year. Last year was a cruise control type of year. Just sit back, relax, put it in cruise control in those small cap U.S. stocks. It still was a lot of work last year, but this year is altogether different, isn't it? Well, we've got a shaky start to the market so far. It's been positive. It's been negative. Right now, it's just slightly negative. We have the S&P down 3 points to 1925. Boy, we've really gone back in time. We were at 2014, I believe, at one point in time. So we have definitely had about a 4 or 5% correction, and that's a big word here, correction so far in the market. The Dow is actually positive right now. Let's see. It's up 9. It could be negative in the next few seconds. The volatility is high today. 16,667. The NASDAQ is negative by quite a bit. The NASDAQ's negative by 36. The semiconductor stocks are taking it on the chin here this morning. The NASDAQ is down, and I have a couple that are being affected by that. The NASDAQ is at 4,342 right now. Gold is at 1220. It's down a little bit. Crude oil is at 85.21. The euro is at 1.26. The 10-year yield hitting a year low at 2.31. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we know we've had some real volatility here over the last several days in the market. Triple digit days, 300 point days, 250 point days. Thursday was the worst rout of 2014 with the Dow down 335 points or 2%. A lot of emotional selling on Thursday. You know, the market is a great laboratory on observing human behavior, isn't it? And one thing that I've learned over the years is that fear can turn to greed real fast. And conversely, greed can turn to fear real fast. And that's what we've seen this week. We've seen, I wouldn't say this has been a greedy market this year. Last year was a greedy market. This year's just been a market that wants to make some money somewhere. Somewhere. It's not finding it in the oil stocks. It's not finding it in the emerging markets. It's not finding anything in China. Just looking for anything. Not really greed, but even that can turn to fear real fast. And I've also witnessed that fear can turn into panic real fast. And I've seen panic selling many times over the years. We saw a little bit of that last Thursday. And, of course, much of the market's behavior reflects these facts. The fear-greed pendulum has recently shifted to the fear side of the ledger. Afraid of what? Well, here's some things. The market's been going up for the last 5.5 years. In fact, we celebrated the 67-month anniversary of a bull that began on March 9th of 2009. That's one thing to worry about. It's been going up for 5.5 years. It can't go up forever, and I totally agree with that. We will have another bear market at some point in time, and I continue to keep my eyes out, keep my eyes in the rearview mirror looking for that bear market. And so far, at least as of last Friday's newsletter, I had not put out a sell signal on the S&P 500 yet. I've had a buy signal on it ever since March 27th, 2009, the year that I invented my Best Stocks Now app. Now, that's one thing to be afraid of. The market's been going up for 5.5 years, but really that's not a valid reason to be selling it, is it? You kind of have to wait for the signs and the signals that we're going into a recession or that we're breaking down technically, etc., etc. So that reason really is not good enough to be selling the market right now. You could have said that a year ago. Hey, the market's been going up for 4.5 years. I think I'll just get out. And you would have missed a real good run in 2013. So that's not a real good reason to be afraid, but it is a good reason to be vigilant. Another fear out there is that the slowdown in Europe, which is real, will spread to the U.S. After all, we need someone to sell our goods to. And you know what? We're going to get a good idea here in the coming weeks just how bad the situation is in Europe. I believe it's pretty bad. But then again, there's a lot of companies here in the United States that don't have any exposure at all to Europe. They just sell here in the U.S. So I do believe it's going to affect quite a few sectors in our market. But I think there will be a lot of sectors that are immune from this. And Europe is probably one of the bigger fears right now. There's fear that we'll have a worldwide Ebola epidemic. And that we'll have massive breakouts here in the United States of America. That's probably not a real warranted fear at this point in time. Although I believe people will change their behavior. I've noticed the airline stocks like Southwest, LUV, starting to roll over. I haven't really looked at the cruise ship stocks lately, but I'm sure there's some fear there of just being around, being in places where there's a lot of people. There's fear that the Fed will hike interest rates, isn't there? When the Fed relieved those fears last Wednesday, I believe it was, the market rallied for 260 points. So obviously that fear of an interest rate hike is hanging out there. And that's probably not a real valid fear either, because it looks like the economy is not in any danger of being overheated anytime soon, so much so that the Fed would have to take a whack at a quarter point rate hike. So if you stop and examine each one of those fears right now, and remember, I'm not a perma bull by any means. I am not a Pollyanna index investor that sits back and says, ah, so what? Look at what the markets have done over the long haul. Because I know that the last bear market was a 53% one. That's no fun, taking 401ks down to 201ks. We don't want to have that happen. That's why we have to be vigilant. But there's also some facts here that we have to weigh in our mind, which I'll be doing in my newsletter. I do it every weekend. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. The U.S. economy continues to grow. And we're looking for about 3 to 3.5% growth in 2015. And if that's the case, it would be hard to make a recession argument. There's absolutely no signs of inflation. So all you got to do is look at the CRB index, the commodities index. It's dropping like a rock. And that interest rate hike is probably not around the next corner lurking like some thief in a dark coat with gun underneath his cloak ready to fire at the market. So these are still favorable factors for U.S. stocks and bonds. Right now what you're seeing is a little bit of emotional selling. Corrections come along from time to time over the last 5.5 years. How many 10%, 5%, 4%, 12% corrections do you think there have been? And it's been the wrong thing to do to sell all your stocks each and every time as the market has marched from 666 to over 1,900 during that period of time. My Best Stocks Now app has not generated a sell signal on the S&P 500 as we sit here today. It did generate a very cautionary warning on the U.S. small cap several weeks ago, which I've written at length about my newsletter recently. I've given key numbers there to watch going forward. I also went negative on Europe several months ago, and I also went negative on the emerging market several weeks ago. So that's where we stand right now. It's a very fluid, volatile situation. We'll take it the best we can, a day at a time, a stock at a time, an index at a time. And we'll be here every day on the show and the newsletter every week, pwstreet.com, thebeststocksnowapp.com. I'll do my best to keep you posted on what's going on. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And at some point in time, we will have another bear market. And you have to decide what kind of an investor you are. Are you an index investor that's going to stay fully invested come hell or high water? I have no problems with that. If that's worked for you over the years, then so be it. But you also have to realize that you have to be willing to accept as much as a 50 to 60% drop in the market from time to time. The last bear in 08-09 was to the tune of 53%. And I've been asked, hey, Bill, your app gave a buy signal on March 29th, 27th of 2009, and you wrote it up in your newsletter, and you've been bullish ever since. Did it give you a bear signal in 2000? Well, I hadn't invented the app yet. The technology that I needed for the app to function correctly wasn't invented yet. And the app finally came to fruition in late 08, early 09, and I started using it. I've been using it ever since. It's not a magic app. It's only as good as the info that I put into it. It's only as good as the formulas and the observations that are in it. But it's been on a buy signal on the S&P 500 ever since, and it will give a sell signal at some point in time. There's a lot of factors that will generate that. The economy, job growth, GDP, recession, inflation, interest rate, rising interest rates, lots of different things will eventually team up on the market and create another bear. And I don't believe in being fully invested all the time. I'm what you call a market timer. And a lot of people would scoff and say, oh, those guys, they think that they can time the market. You can't time the market. And John Bogle would dismiss me. He wouldn't even go out to lunch with me, I'll bet. Market timer? No way, pal. Well, I just don't like writing markets down 53%. And out of necessity came the invention of the Best Stocks Now app, which I invented for this very reason, to give me buy-sell signals on individual stocks, on sectors, on indexes, on the market, on ETFs, on mutual funds. It's based on relative strength, it's based on valuation, and it's based on technical patterns. That's all. I keep it simple, and it's very simple to look up any stock. I'm just starting to go through my database, A through Z today, about 4,000 different stocks, mutual funds, indexes, inverse funds, which look interesting right now, don't they? And I see that Alcoa is giving a sell signal. Now, I don't own Alcoa. Alcoa reported earnings, the first company to report earnings. Alcoa's had a major run, and I'm getting a early sell signal on Alcoa. So if Alcoa were a stock that you owned, you could look it up today, type in AA, and you would see the grade that it currently gets, which is a C overall grade, and that's an early sell signal on the stock. And as I go down a little bit further, I come to Apple. Apple is still on a buy signal. So that's how the app works. And as I look at the S&P today, SPY is currently hold. But at some point in time in the future, it will be negative. Now, that doesn't mean you sell everything, because there will be some stocks that hold up just fine. Let me give you an example of one that's doing well for me today. Infosys. Infosys, Infy, I-N-F-Y, is out of India. Infosys is a $36 billion company. It's one that I own in my large cap conservative growth accounts. And it's one that I own in my large cap conservative growth and income, my most conservative, for the most conservative taste out there. I own it in my income account because it pays a dividend yield of 1.6%. I have been a fan of the India market this year. There was change in India from a socialistic government that wasn't good for the economy to a pro-business government led by Narendra Modi. And Infosys is one of the stocks that I bought several months ago as part of this getting a little bit of exposure to this India story. And here's the particulars on Infosys that makes it a best stock now. And by the way, they did report earnings here. Recently, stock is breaking out to new highs despite weakness in the market. Infosys has been a pretty good stock over the years, especially recently. And that's what I like most of all. It has suffered. The stock has suffered. I can remember when Infosys was a very good stock back in the late 90s, early 2000. And then India kind of disappeared as a leader in the economy. It stopped emerging as an economy, and it suffered. And now all of a sudden, it's kicking back into gear. And Infosys currently gets a performance grade. Well, it's up 21% over the last 12 months. The market's up 16%. Over the last 3 months, it's up 8%. This is kind of a turnaround story, in my opinion. The valuation on Infosys, in my opinion, is fairly reasonable. The stock is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by about 15% per year over the next 5 years, meaning that it's trading at a PEG ratio of 1.1. Now, when I take Infosys earnings estimates for next year, which are $3.65, and I extrapolate them out over the next 5 years at the analyst consensus growth rate of 14, almost 15%, let's just call it 15%. And then I apply a multiple to those potential earnings 5 years from now, a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company that provides software reengineering, systems integration, infrastructure management, other IT services. You know, some comparables would be IBM, I suppose, only Infosys is a faster growing company than IBM, gets a little bit better multiple. I come up with a 5-year target price of 111. And Infosys is currently trading at $62 per share. It gets a value grade of A. I bought Infosys earlier this year, several months ago. I continue to own it. They have reported earnings here today or recently, and the stock is breaking out to a new, almost a new all-time high, INFY. This is not a recommendation, but an example of some stocks that are still doing good and flourishing despite all of this weakness in the market right now. Infosys, INFY. Now, if you want to see the stocks that are in the portfolios that I talk about, these best stocks now portfolios, I publish them in my newsletter every single week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And I also give my market signal every week. I've been on a buy since March 27th, 09. And it's still buy. It's hold right now, actually. And at some point in time, there will be a sell signal. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's funny how emotion, stock market is a real laboratory on human behavior, and the pendulum swings between fear and greed very, very quickly, and greed can turn to giddiness and create bubbles, like we saw in real estate back in 07 time frame, like we saw in technology stocks back in the 1999-2000 time frame. And conversely, bubbles burst like it did in the housing market. Fear sets in. Panic selling sets in. And by the time it's all over, major damage has been done. Now, that hasn't started. We've had just a little miniature warning of what can happen at some point in the future and will happen at some point in the future when massive panic sets in. You know, the 2008 bear market was because we headed into recession. And things fell apart. Jobs market fell apart. Massive layoffs. People losing their homes. People losing their jobs. Equity being destroyed. And on and on and on. And we went into negative growth in America for, I think, 3 quarters. Now, as we sit here today, there doesn't seem to be those factors right now that are going to lead to massive layoffs, massive loss of value in the market, massive loss of value in homes. But there are definite legitimate worries out there. The biggest one would be Europe, no question about it. But we have a very important earnings season coming up. And we're going to hear from a lot of these companies, a lot of these CEOs who travel all over the world, who have salespeople all over the world, and we're going to get a good temperature of the global economy right now. And we're going to find out just how good the economy is in the United States right now. I personally continue to like companies that are immune from all of this, that have products that people need, no matter what the economy is like. And in 2008, I noticed a very crazy thing, that biotech stocks did very well that year. And I came to the conclusion it's because they're kind of immune from the economy. There's a blockbuster blockbuster stock today, Exact Sciences. Exact Sciences is headquartered in Madison, Wisconsin, and they came up with a new revolutionary test for colon cancer, which is a lot less intrusive than the current test for colon cancer. And the stock explodes to the upside, and it has very little to do with the economy in Europe. And I continue to like a lot of the large pharmaceutical biotech companies. One that I currently own is Amgen out of Thousand Oaks, California, maybe a 3-hour drive north of me here in San Diego, driven by Amgen many times. Amgen is now a $104 billion company. Now, if you go back to 2008, okay, I just stated an observation that I made back then, that biotechs and drug stocks held up really well that year. If you take the year 2008 from start to finish, the S&P was down 38.5% that year. Amgen was up 24.4% that year. That's a 62% difference. Now, I don't know if it's going to behave the same way when the next bear market hits, but at least we have some good vital statistics on what it did during the last bear market, don't we? Up 24%. And Amgen's been a good performer over the years. You know, Amgen's been cranking along at about 20% per year over the last 5 years. The market's been 12.5%. Over the last 3 years, Amgen's been cranking along at 37% per year. That's double the return of the market, which has been cranking along at 18.6%. And over the last 12 months, Amgen again has doubled the returns of the market, with the 32% return versus 16%. Now, I like performance. I like stocks that are performing. I don't like buying stocks that are out of favor, that are flat on their back, trying to get up off the canvas. I don't like those stocks. I don't like to buy downtrends. I like to buy healthy stocks. And Amgen obviously has been a healthy stock over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. Amgen currently has a performance grade of B+ when I compare it to all the other stocks out there. No, it's not a hot little biotech anymore. It's now a $100 billion company. But again, the stock has doubled over the last 12 months. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 37% per year. It also pays a dividend yield, so it would qualify in my income accounts. And by the way, I do own it in my growth and income account. And I also own it, I believe, in my conservative growth account because it still is a growth stock. Now, it's not growing like it used to. No longer is it a 30% grower. It's now a $100 million company. But it's still a 9-10% grower. And I think it's still reasonably priced at 15 times forward earnings. And when I look at Amgen's earnings estimates, let's see what we have for next year. Amgen currently is expected to make $9 per share. You see, 5 years ago, they were only making $4 per share, so they continue to grow. Amgen will report earnings in 10 days. You ought to be, know that. That's another factor. I don't sell stocks before they report earnings. That would make little sense. Because it can go either way. I'd be very disappointed if I sold a stock the day before they report earnings and they come in with blockbuster earnings and the stock's up 15%. And then conversely, you can say, well, what about that earnings warning the companies put out? Or when they miss? Well, you know what? That's part of owning stocks, right? That's part of owning stocks. Well, Amgen, when I take their current earnings of $9 per share, grow them over the next 5 years at about 10% per year, apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I come up with about a $222 target price. And Amgen's currently at $137. So I still see ample upside potential in the stock, and it is a stock that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. This is a year that favors large caps, obviously. Small cap stocks, after scorching up the track last year for a 40% gain, are under pressure this year. This is more of a large blue chip type of market, as we kind of probably are getting into the last innings, final phase of an economic expansion and a bull market. It's not over yet. It ain't over till it's over. But for now, these are the kind of companies that continue to do okay in this current environment. If you look at a chart of Amgen, which is the other consideration right now, it's still in a nice uptrend. It's been consolidating here over the last few weeks, but it's not plunging like European small caps, like commodity stocks. Oh my gosh, the commodity stocks are just getting massacred. If your broker or your money manager has you in commodity stocks, gold, oil, steel, minerals, whatever, man, I'd question whether that guy's coming to work every day, whether he's watching the markets, whether he's watching out for you. That's not a good deal. Why are commodities getting killed? Because the U.S. dollar continues to soar. The U.S. dollar, you say, $17 trillion in debt and rising, and the U.S. dollar is soaring. Hey, it is what it is. I just report what I see every single day. Do I like a $17 trillion debt? No. But as we look around the world on a relative basis, the U.S. dollar is still considered to be the rock that everybody wants to own, and we continue to see a U.S. dollar rally and a massive collapse in commodity prices. And now don't forget that that helps a lot of companies. If you're paying a lot less at the gas station all of a sudden, you got an extra $10 in your pocket. Maybe you're going to stop by an order of pizza tonight. Maybe you're going to stop by one of the low-price retailers and spend the money. Maybe you're going to go to the movie theater. This is another factor right now that's helping a lot of companies. Some of these consumer discretionaries look very good right now because of the lower gas and oil prices. And also think of the companies that use a lot of oil and gas. It's one of their major expenses. All of a sudden, their bottom line's going to look a little bit fatter because they're not paying so much for their energy. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, this is a time when everybody has to decide what kind of an investor that they are. Are you a buy and hold investor, willing to ride the indexes up and down over time? That's your decision that you have to make. And there's a lot of arguments to be made for being an index investor and being a buy and holder over the years. Just buy the S&P 500, put it in your back pocket, and forget about it. Are you an asset allocator? Do you believe in having so much stocks, so much bonds? Last year was a terrible year for the bond market. I showed that a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds last year was up about 6%, whereas 100% stocks, which I was last year, was up 29%. So you give up a lot by being an asset allocator over time. Generally speaking, one is doing well and the other's not doing so well, and they kind of offset each other. I personally prefer to be in the asset classes that are working, and over the last 5.5 years, equities, ownership, and companies have been the place to be, but it won't always be the place to be. And gold has been a horrible place to be. So getting these asset classes right, in my opinion, is a very important thing. Let's just look at a few of the asset classes right now. We go to beststocksnowapp.com. We type in SPY, S-P-Y, which is the S&P 500. Right now, the S&P 500 is a hold. All right? So this is the large cap companies in America. There's no reason to panic and sell, at least yet. Let's now look at TLT, which is U.S. Treasuries. The long bond, the U.S. long bond, strong hold. In fact, they're rated just a little bit better than stocks at the current time, a little bit better grade. Last year, the bond market was horrible. The bond market was down 7, 8, 10%. Now let's look at another popular asset class. Let's look up gold at beststocksnowapp.com, GLD. Sell. And it's been on a sell signal for a long, long time. Hey, you would think with all this turmoil in the world that gold would be a good buy. I believe it will be at some point in the future. But just like I don't believe in buy and hold on stocks or buy and hold on bonds, I don't believe in buy and hold on gold. And I don't believe in asset allocation. I don't believe in having any exposure. I haven't for the last 2.5, 3 years to gold. Let's just type in silver while we're here in this precious metal aisle of the stock market supermarket. Silver currently comes in at a strong sell, even worse than gold, okay? Let's take a look at the U.S. dollar right now, UUP. Strong hold, the USS dollar. Let's look at emerging markets, which is VWO. Emerging markets, strong sell, uh-oh. So this ought to help you. Hey, look, you've got a 401k at work. They offer you different types of investments. Generally speaking, they come in different categories. You probably have small cap growth stocks. Well, IJT would be a good. In fact, you can enter in mutual funds and see what they say right now. You can enter in IJT, which is small cap growth, weak hold. Not a very good place to be invested right now are those small cap U.S. stocks. How about Europe? EFA. Oh, short. Short. Go inverse on Europe. Make some money while it's tanking. Boy, I remember General Electric in the U.S. when we went into recession. General Electric, GE, got all the way down to $5 per share. How about the GE of Europe, which is ABB, LTD, symbol ABB? It's called the General Electric of Europe. It's a $47 billion company. Look at the chart of that. you know how to sell short? That's all you do when you go online on Ameritrade or whatever. I'm not saying not recommending that you go short, but here's a good example of a chart that is falling apart right now. If GE went to 5 here in America during our recession, what kind of potential does ABB have to go down to during a European recession? That is one ugly chart. If I type in ABB right now, beststocksnowapp.com, it says sell. Not only sell, that looks like a good short opportunity to me. That's an ugly chart. Hey, you just go on to your trading account instead of buy, sell, and there's one choice that says sell short. Short selling. Well, you're basically selling today. Let's just say ABB trading at $20.46. I'm going to sell it today at $20.46. And I'm going to hold it for a while. 3 months from now, it's at $15. I'm going to cover my short. I'm going to buy back those shares that I sold at 20. I'm going to buy them back at 15, and I booked a profit of $5 per share. I made 33% on my short sale of ABB Limited. That's how it works. Just go on to your trading, say sell short. You can put in a limit order. You can put in a sell stop. In this case, it would be just the opposite. If it starts to go up, you want to get out, not if it keeps going down. Because if it keeps going down, that's a good thing. Your profit keeps going up. And don't forget, there's inverse funds. Europe has an inverse fund called EFU. Holy cow, look at that. It looks like a SpaceX rocket ship blasting off right now. EFU is twice the inverse of the European index. That's also something to keep in mind. There's ways to make money in up and down markets. And if we type in EFU right now in the beststocksnowapp.com, we get a stronghold right now. It hasn't actually given a buy signal, even though it's starting to rocket higher. Anyways, that's how the beststocksnowapp.com works. We have a lot of users of that, whether it's on their iPhone, their Android, or the website. I'll be sending out the newsletter like I do every single week. Been on a buy signal since March 27th, 09. At some point in time, the S&P will give a sell signal and a new bear market will begin. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We also manage money. I don't know how alert or vigilant your guy or gal is, or what kind of time you have to do it yourself. I don't know. But if you'd like to talk to us, we're 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.